This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hey, Rick.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love you, Vinny. Yeah,
love you too.
It's all
hey,
good.
Rick, we haven't seen each other in a couple weeks, right?
I know. Yes, that's true. Yes. Pensacola? Yeah. Are you doing Pensacola?
I don't know. I might. I might.
I don't know yet.
There.
They haven't said to me because the flights may be beyond their budget or something. You know, just flying now is starting to get kind of spendy.
Yeah, it is. Well, and you're kind of... pretty far from where the
Mars yet, but that's next. I've had it.
Yeah, listen, yeah.
I've had it, man. This is crazy here. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. The U.S. is literally falling apart at the seams.
Hmm. Oh, it's just I can't debate that. I totally agree with that. Everywhere I look, there are problems.
In everything I see, in every person I meet, in every event that I participate, I watch the slow dissolving of American values. It's really a shame. Everything has been infiltrated and spun. Mm-hmm. Out here,
yeah.
I don't even know. The only people that I deal with now are people I've known more than 10 years.
Rick, have you seen the series Madam Secretary on Netflix?
I saw that on Netflix, or no, it was in a bar in an airport, and I had a 3-hour layover coming back from Kansas City, and I saw my first, it was on at a bar, and so I was there to watch it. You know, I watched it.
Yeah.
So no, I haven't seen it other than one show.
Well, here's what it portrays. It portrays the life of Madam Secretary, and she's caught in all kinds of scenarios where she has to spin and lie or misrepresent or mislead or conjure up some alleged information. It's horrible. And it's just an insight as to what our government does to us. They just don't tell the truth about anything. Like, for example, one thing that I'm sure a lot of us would like to know is what information does the government have about UFOs, unidentified flying objects, and aliens? What does the government have that they could share with us? They don't share anything with us. They've shared nothing with us. And William Jefferson Blythe Clinton was very interested in UFOs, and they wouldn't tell him because his clearance wasn't high enough. The point I'm trying to make is what's so tough about saying, you know what, here's what we found out, here's what we know, here are some of the pictures, and you know what, you don't have to be afraid. These guys aren't trying to kill us. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with telling us the truth about the economy? What's wrong with saying, you know, if our family were in financial distress, I would call a meeting with our family, and I'd say, I just want to lay this out for you. Here's where we were. Here's where we are. Here's where I see us going. Let's talk about it, and what can we do about it? So if we were in financial distress, well, you know, maybe turn all lights off, maybe cancel some subscriptions, maybe magazines, we throw them overboard because we're not doing that anymore. Maybe, you know, we would tighten our belt in lots of different ways. But that's not what's happening. We're not being told the truth about the current situation, the reality right now. And I don't understand why. I really don't understand why. Do you?
Yeah, it's all about money and the control of our spending it. And if religion, which is the biggest sham, not people's personal spiritual beliefs and their attempting to distinguish between morals and ethics, but the control of the population and the way it's going to believe. That's why they have the elders stand around the doors, and because it's a control thing. And it has, you can look at how they did it in Mexico and the way that the religious fervor of their different holidays include creepy things. I will have nothing to do with it. I used to go to church because of fellowship and playing baseball and being with people that had similar values as me and having fun with them. We called them picnics and baseball games, and it was fun. It wasn't competitive as much as it was just being with other people with similar values. That has all changed. And when I say it's all changed, it's not, as I remembered, going to church and the way the church is. Now, today, most of it's around charismatics and the splintering of belief systems into ideologies of here and there, and everybody else is damned. I can't buy into that. I have met holy men, Buddhists, whatever, that are extremely like a Jain, you know, sweeping ants in front of them out of the way so that they don't take the life of an insect. I have to tell you that the whole thing is nuts. And to have wars mostly, that's what it was about in the 14th century and the Church of Rome. And the way today what they're doing with the UN is mostly run by a group of businessmen trying to make it a one world government. And there are holdouts in Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Russia, China that will not abide by that kind of nonsense. And that's what wars are about, and I am embarrassed to be in the middle of it. I'm old enough now, I do not have to participate. When I was younger, I went to graduate school rather than go to Vietnam as a 2S deferred, and they had me making weapons. And once I discovered what I was doing, I walked away and went into agriculture. Now, I don't buy into any of this, and it's all about money, which is now about to change. And when I say that, I'm watching two, I'm in the middle of something with White Dragon Society and the Rothschilds, that's the way to put it, money, dollar bill, and the yen. And there is a war going on where these top-end businessmen are going to try to somehow or another crush Syria so that they abide and kneel to the biggest bully in the world, the United States of America. It's an embarrassment to be even part of something like this. And it's not real. And while they try to stoke it up with beheading and ISIS and fanaticism, it's not real. I noticed a big banner across town today saying, you know, there's a big church meeting this weekend called Islam in Jesus' Eyes. And they're going to talk about how Islam would be related to what Jesus thinks. Now, why not let Jesus himself say something? What is this about? And the interpretation of trying to interpret the Quran or Confucius or Buddha or other wise men through history that have had revelations of their own that are every bit as consistent as Jesus. And Jesus was an Essene. That's where all that treating others like you would have yourself be treated, that's where it came from. It's India. And why would they, and I don't understand any of this. I personally have now discovered that everybody is different. And that is the quality of what makes us human, is that each of us has our own individual church inside. And the distinguishing of one to another, unless you're in a cult, and that's what it's all turning out to be now. I'm finding that all these different sustainable life cults are mostly charismatic cults based on ideologies that differ from the rest of the world. And what they do is they lock down. And while there are aberrants like the Branch Davidian and the concepts of polygamy and whatever, how dare these people make judgment on another? And, you know, I'm going to probably get in trouble because of my own personal beliefs, but I believe that a woman's body belongs to her. And to, if she got pregnant from rape, and there's many that have, and that choose not to want to have that child, what is wrong with that? It's her body. How can we, in the land of the free, religious discussion and freedom, that's what America was about, it's no longer true. And they'll ostracize you. They'll ostracize me because I studied the occult. Occult means occluded or hidden, just like other things are. And yet, I would be seen as an evil person because I found that interesting to study. The reason I found it interesting is because nobody else was interested in it, and I wondered why.
Well,
that's my rant for this morning. I got that off my chest. what my girlfriend and I do now is we go to different, every Sunday, we try to take in a different church in town here. There's a lot of them. And to determine if there's a fellowship that I might be able to go to. It doesn't matter that I don't believe the same way they do. I'm looking for open-minded people, and I'm having some difficulty doing it. Seventh-day Adventists are pretty cool. Some Mormons are pretty cool. I don't know.
You know, I lost a friend, a dear friend, because we were at the house here. Dr. Shealy was here, and Dr. Shealy mentioned past life regression. I said, well, you know, I don't know anything about that. I'd like to hear more about that. And that terminated a friendship. I didn't do it. My friend terminated it. And we haven't hardly talked since. We'll be right back.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Class, if you'd like to go to his website, docram.com, docram.com. Rick, when I went to freshman orientation back in the 1970s at the university, I was in this very large, like a theater almost, and the person on stage said to all the young freshmen, look to the person at your left. Now look to the person at your right. One of you will be here 4 years from now. Only one of you will survive and to graduate. And last night, I was watching a movie on Netflix with my mom and Mrs. Finelli, and it was called 13th. And in this movie, it says while 1 in 17 white males will go to jail or prison in their lifetime, the odds for black men is 1 in 3. So look to your left, look to your right. One of the three of you, if you're black, will go to jail or prison in your lifetime. And it talked about the disproportionate percentage of black people and brown people who are in prison, and that prisons are for profit, and that our alleged representatives have sold us out. So that we could, well, you know, what do you do about these black people? It seems to be a problem for these elite. And, you know, not only were they kidnapped and stolen and brought here against their will, we made them slaves and we used them to build the infrastructure and built our country on their backs. And then when they were freed in the 1860s, allegedly freed, the establishment found a new way to control them, and that was arrest them for small charges and give them long sentences. And what we found out was that blacks in the inner city would not go to trial. For some reason, they didn't go to trial. Maybe they didn't have enough money, or maybe they weren't aware that they could go to trial. So they would plea bargain, and many of them would plead guilty because they were told they would get, well, you get 30 years if you go to trial and we convict you, or I'll tell you what, we'll do 3 years, and just plead guilty to this charge, and you get 3 years. And so what a great way, according to the elite, to have almost free labor. Arrest people on small charges or trumped-up charges, put them in prison, and then you've got slavery within the prison. And I was in Illinois, and I saw these huge, huge walls. You couldn't see over them with the, you know, I was in my truck. And it was a prison. And, you know, you look at the walls and you don't think anything about it because, well, it's behind the walls. You don't know about the torture and the rape and the beatings by the guards and the fellow prisoners. You don't know about that because you can't see it because it's not public information. It's all hidden. So I have a homework assignment for our class. And that is, if you have Netflix or if you have the opportunity to watch 13th, 13th, absolutely riveting. It is disgusting. It's not disgusting the way it was portrayed. It's disgusting what it shows. It shows you how evil people can be to other people, how they're willing to beat each other, how the guards with these nightclubs will handcuff someone and then shove them around, get them on the ground, jump on them. I'm talking about a prisoner will be beaten. It's horrible. And then they're put in cages. And some of these cages are about, if you imagine sitting down in a chair and then you have a cage that is 6 inches wider than that chair on all sides, and you're put in that cage, front, back, 6 inches in the front, maybe a few inches more, maybe 8 inches in the front, the back, the sides. Imagine that. We don't put poultry in cages like that. It's an absolute outrage. And it says, from slave to criminal with one amendment. That's 13th. Class, I suggest you watch that and pay attention to it. And we need to fix this. And this may cause you to do what I do. Never reelect anyone.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Watch it. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
keys?
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, there's a post on the internet. It's at yahoo.com. Headline reads, "Millions of North Carolina chickens die in Hurricane Matthew floods." The reason I'm mentioning this, I'd like to get your take on this, and, you know, the concentrated factory farms. And so it says that flooding from Hurricane Matthew has killed up to 5 million poultry birds in North Carolina, most of them chickens. And it's that's a lot of birds, 5 million birds. So you have 5 million dead birds. And then it says there were some pits holding hog waste on farms, and that has been inundated with flood waters. And then if you think about these chicken farms, now, class, if you've ever seen them, they have like a large area, as big as a house typically, where they put the dead birds. So they take all these dead birds that just die, you know, in these factory farms, and they heap them up in a pile. And they just sit there until they do something with them. And they just, you know, decay and smell. And then they take the chicken manure and they scoop that out with a front-end loader and they put that in the pile. And so now you have all this decaying waste. So the floods come along and they wash away these dying birds, plus the just recently dead birds, the 5 million. Plus you have the chicken manure, the hog manure, the other dead animals mixed in with the, whatever's in the garage. I'm talking about people's garages, and they've got Roundup, and they've got motor oil, and they've got lawnmowers, and they've got the gasoline cans, and they've got all these other chemicals, and then they've got the drain cleaning chemicals. All of these insecticides, herbicides, petroleum chemicals, lye, chicken manure, hog manure, you put it all together, and it's going downstream. Downstream where? To the water supply. Drinking water supply, where it's cleaned up, and then it goes to the ocean. Rick, what do you think about how reckless we are with how we are doing things today, like these factory farms and the potential for disaster, like what we just had?
You know, I don't even get half of what people are doing. In Florida, for example, there's nuclear waste that is washing along the coast, the East Coast, because of leaking nuclear reactors. And that alone has changed everything. The sinkhole situation because of fracking and the rest of it is... I think it's time for a lifestyle change. And I don't have the answers on, you know, how other people are going to make that transition. I can only do it for myself and hopefully leave footprints in terms of what I've discovered and why I want to do it this way over that. Everybody's different. That's why we have all the different sustainable lifeboats that are cult-driven. Everybody's got a different idea of how they think the end of the earth is going to happen. It's really archetypal in that basically we are essentially creating our own apocalypse. Doesn't have to be like this. It could be seen as an opportunity for change, which is healthy. Change has always been the rule in everything. Everything changes. You know it's going to change. So that's the problem with being inside or outside the box. And we need to do both, because it is the integration of fear with faith. Faith is the opposite of fear. And basically, they're both illusion. They're not real any more than the future or the past is real. What's real is the moment and the way you integrate the two of those things. And so faith has its purpose, just like fear does. And it's not to try to get rid of one of them to the exclusion of the other. It is the proper integration of that which is called change. And that's one of the reasons why I said in one of my previous books, Power Tools, that the idea that voice of reason and voice of coyote are the same voice. They're necessary for the proper integration of fear with faith. I haven't said that as articulate as I just have, but think of it like a black hole and a white hole. And fear is the little, you know, it's the little mind killer. It will kill you. And faith is not any more real. Now that's a physicist saying it. Now, it doesn't mean I believe that. I love and use faith like I use fear as a tool. It is not an absolute. And when I watch people close their eyes and raise their hands up high, what does that look like? But someone shutting off their mind.
You know, as you were saying this, Rick, I was thinking about back in the early 1980s. I had a car. It was an Alfa Romeo, Alfetta GT. And one of our instructors got in this car, and this was way before we started this broadcast, decades before we started the broadcast. But he's an instructor now. And he got in my car, this I think it was a 1979 Alfa Romeo Alfetta GT. And he was in the passenger seat, and he was putting the seatbelt on. And he was struggling with the seatbelt, and he stopped dead in his tracks, and he looked at me, and he said, he was a mechanical engineer. He designed mechanical systems. He was brilliant. He looked at me, and he said, who approved this design of this seatbelt? Now, he didn't say, who engineered this? He said, who approved this design? And I thought that was a really brilliant statement, and it stuck with me all these years. And as we were talking about the nuclear reactors, who approved these designs? That they knew these would leak. Either that or they were individually greedy and careless. What do you think, Rick? Were they just careless?
They also knew there was no way to actually get rid of nuclear waste. That's what Hanford was all about in the first place. I was there when Dixie Lee Ray was head of the Atomic Energy Commission and before she was a governor. And I was there to watch it. The whole idea was we will eventually evolve a technology to handle this. We're not going to worry about it now because we need it now. And they went off and needed it. And now here we have hell to pay. And I don't know how to do this, to turn off the switch on just the Madrid fault line. I mean, you guys are sitting on a time bomb.
Well, Rick, aren't we all sitting on time bombs? Anyone who lives
downwind from most of them on the West Coast, they're closed down now. And while they're all closed down, Hanford is still leaking into the Columbia River. And it's, like, serious. And nobody is actually talking about how bad the storage facilities are in Nevada and Oregon and Washington and other places, Michigan, where these containers are now in storage leaking. And we were supposed to have technology that addressed that years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing was, about money.
The Wigner effect causes
a
rapid...
And that's how you've got your United Nations and your 1% trying to tell us how else to live our lives. And why there's wars in Syria, because they won't buy into their one world order. I no longer support the United Nations. I have wished nothing to do with it. At one time, I thought it was a great idea when Nikita Khrushchev got up on stage and started banging his shoe as a gavel, trying to get everybody's attention in his anger. It's crazy.
And he said, we will bury you. He said, we will bury you.
And now, you know, Edgar Casey is the one that said it will be the bear that saves democracy. Now, it isn't going to be Hillary Clinton.
You know, there's the latest news about Hillary's campaign and people being not very pleasant toward Catholics. Latinos, it's really kind of it's disturbing. It's disturbing.
It's very disturbing, and when you realize that nothing we're being told in the media is real, how do you really know what's going on? How can you have a free will and make proper decisions for yourself when you don't have full disclosure in this area? I don't care about aliens for a moment. I'm talking about just anything.
I met with a meetup group many times, and One of the things that I brought, this was, you know, over the 5+ years that we had the meetups. I no longer have a meetup. But I mentioned to the meetup group, probably in the second half of those 5+ years, that my plan was to teach how to decipher what's really true and what's happening, and cut out the lies and the misinformation and the disinformation that is being released in the media. Because I would say things like, you cannot prepare if you don't know what's happening. You cannot prepare if you don't know the truth, because you might be thinking everything is fine just before this major calamity strikes, you know, like a either a grid down situation, a meltdown situation, a supply chain situation, a massive crisis of some kind, default. All kinds of things can happen. And I would say you've got to be able to ferret out the truth. And some of the meetup guys didn't really want to hear about that. They didn't want to hear from some of our, you know, best and brightest. They wanted to know how to prepare on a scale that was really not large enough. And I would say things like, all that information's on YouTube. If you want to know how to do that, if you want to plan a garden, it's on YouTube. So, Rick, it's a really frustrating task that we have, because, number one, we're being lied to, and number two, people don't want to ferret out the truth. We'll be right back.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Hey, Rick, I went to the veterinarian's office recently, and I was buying some, and you know, this may sound like it's made by the government to make it seem like I'm doing something illegal, but you know, when you have animals and they need an antibiotic injection, or they need a supplement injection, you buy syringes, and you can buy them each, or you can buy them by the box. And so, you know, farmers, we all have syringes, we all have antibiotics, we all have injectables. If our animals get sick, I mean, that's what you do when someone gets sick. You go to the doctor, and the doctor gives you an injection, right? Well, we have that for our animals. So I wanted to get something called triiodine, T-R-I-O-D-I-N-E. And what happens if an animal gets cut or scraped and is bleeding and you want to prevent infection, there's this spray bottle, 16 ounces, and it has a trigger on it, like if you're going to spray a window compound to clean your windows. It's kind of like that. And so you can get, you know, within maybe 18 inches of the wound, just spray it, and it works great. It's now restricted. It's now restricted. The government wants to make sure that not anybody can buy this iodine. Can you imagine that? So what used to be a normal situation, a farmer would go in and say, okay, I'd like a bottle of iodine, 7% solution. Now it's you've got to have a really bona fide reason. And you have to, and the veterinarian has to know you. Why? Because they say it's possible it's possible that iodine and compounds containing iodine, like ionic bodies and iodoform and ethyl iodide and others, are reagents that are useful in the manufacture of methamphetamines. Have you heard about that, Rick?
No, I haven't. What I have noticed is that all my life I used mercuricum and iodine to heal wounds that would otherwise get infected. And once they took that off the market because, quote, it contains mercury, which I didn't care about in terms of having a lesion open. Have you ever used mercuricum? I have all my life.
Of course.
As a way to stop things from getting infected, and now I don't even have that available anymore. As far as making methamphetamine, they're using now anhydrous ammonia, which is rather than methylamine and phenyl-2-propanol. The deal is that that's used as a refrigerant. And so it's crazy. I saw an article in the paper yesterday suggesting that it's time we take all illicit drugs and make them legal, because the crime is about them being illegal. And just FYI, it was Bill Clinton on his war of drugs that brought the cocaine in on that bridge in Arkansas. And oh, here's a federal judge talking about it as the worst criminal in Arkansas history. And guess what? He's out campaigning for his wife. Scott David got kicked out of one of those things down in Florida. You know, here we are with criminals running for president. And, you know, they're taking and regulating things for our health when, in fact, none of it's real. And worse, you ought to see what I posted this morning on Facebook regarding immunization. Thanks, Joey. Joey just sent me, no, that was J.C. Cole that sent me a couple of things on immunization and what they're doing now in Europe, trying to fake everything.
Rick, can you tell us more about that when we come back? And also, I'd like to read a report called Radiation, Your Radiation This Week, September 24 to October 8, 2016. By the way, RK's got gun shows coming up, three gun shows this weekend, October 15 and 16. Columbus, Georgia, Knoxville, Tennessee, Springfield, Missouri. And I'm going to do my best to make it to the one in Springfield, Missouri. That's Columbus, Georgia, Knoxville, Tennessee, Springfield, Missouri, October 15 and 16. RKshows.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.